Let's hit this segment running and gunning. Time for a fast back and forth with Pete and Dave. We're calling Fast Break on the Huddle.
All right, Charlie, we're ready, man. It's the fast break time.
Appreciate fast break. I know. We've got a special guest. By the way, Dave, appreciate you being here. I think that was the first reference of sumo wrestling we've ever had on the show.
Well,
I think that's the first time.
You know, I'm just here when you need me.
No,
I looked at Charlie in the box over here, and I'm thinking, wow, he's already in a fast break.
Yeah. Hey, you know, we love an international flair to the show. We've got Australian potatoes.
Yes.
We've got sumo wrestling. So we'll keep it on that. Dave, I think I'm going to start
out. I was going to wear my sumo outfit here, but I thought that might be a bit much.
Do you mean the kimono?
Well, a kimono would have been better than what I was thinking. There ain't a lot to their uniforms.
There's not a lot there.
Well,
can you imagine if they had to put their name and number in the back of those things or the front?
But anyway,
I'm sorry.
Do they call it a diaper? I mean, they look diaper-esque.
It does look like a diaper.
People say that. I don't know what it is for sure.
Yeah. Well, we'll figure
that out.
Could
be headband gone wrong. I'm not sure. But.
Yeah, Dave, we'll start out with you. You're the guest. Ben Johnson's Gopher squad this week announced their non-conference schedule. Obviously, with the changing of the Big Ten Conference, a lot of new teams coming in, Oregon's, Washington's, USC's, UCLA's. The non-conference schedule, not exactly a murderer's row of teams. Nebraska, Omaha, Cleveland State, Bethune-Cookman. I don't know if you know the great school Bethune-Cookman.
Much hated.
Yeah, Bethune-Cookman. Farley Dickinson. I can keep naming these, but they're all like that, pretty much. Is that acceptable for this time of the program? Should the Gophers be going for, I don't know, even the St. Thomas, even something locally?
Okay, let me address that, because I looked at the schedule earlier this week, and you mentioned Oral Roberts, I think, who plays in the Summit League, correct?
Yeah.
Then you said Nebraska, Omaha?
Yep.
Are they in the Summit League?
I believe so.
Yeah.
St. Thomas of Minnesota.
That should be a layup.
I really like Ben Johnson. I got to know him when he was playing, and Dave Thorson, the assistant. I love Dave. I've sat in the locker room with Dave when he's given his team the speech. He knows. They're sharp.
Yeah.
But I don't know if this will happen, but St. Thomas against Minnesota just makes all the sense in the world to me. And I'm running finances. Pete, I'll turn to you for financial advice. Sometimes when you don't want to hear from me, I'll call, hey, Pete, what about this? But I assume the place would sell out.
Oh.
And it'd be great. Now, I hope at some point, because hockey does it.
Yeah.
Was it volleyball that had it going the other night?
Yep, they did.
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you do it in basketball?
Well, there must be a reason. I don't know, but I like all the coaches involved. Johnny Tower at St. Thomas.
He's great.
Ben and Dave. And man, I'm sure I'm gonna be like 99% of the people, don't I? What a great matchup, and it'd be a sellout.
They're gonna have a great new arena too. St. Thomas is gonna be building around campus that. You can do a couple of home and homes across town.
It seems, why not?
Seems like an obvious choice.
Moneymaker.
Yeah, it doesn't. I don't understand it. As long as we are going to the Summit League anyway, why wouldn't that be? It's just an absolute layup, and no pun intended, because when you look at this whole thing, Minnesota has done a great job, and they've always had the opportunities back in the day when it was a different deal and you'd go out and you'd have somebody from South Dakota come in here or North Dakota come in here. I don't understand. It's right in our backyard. That would be a great thing, and we're already doing it in the hockey, like you guys were saying. So that doesn't make any sense at all.
Hockey, volleyball, I think there's numerous sports, but the big money makers, football and basketball, seem to be holding off a little bit. Back to football, Pete.
Uh-oh.
We've talked a little bit about Gopher football so far with their opening game on Thursday, but we haven't really gotten into a prediction. How about this? I want a score, Pete, and I want a player to click.
God, you want a lot, man.
I do. I want a lot. I'm asking a lot of you.
I'm going to say this. I'm so impressed with the Gopher football team, what P.J. Fleck has been able to put together over there and what they look like this year. I see out there in the betting pools that they say they're 5.5. I think they're going to win a lot more games than that. And you and I have talked about that already. But my prediction is they're going to be 8-4 based upon what I see out there. That being said, as far as the score, boy, that's a tough one. I think it's something closer to like maybe the Gophers 31-21. And I say that because I think Max Brosner is the real deal. We've already got the complement players around him. Our defense, I think, will be much better. We've got healthy guys, especially at linebacker. When we lost.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Cody Lindenberg, that was something big last year because he's a big, strong, fast linebacker.
Yeah.
And I think because of those reasons, I would actually say Max would be the guy that will be the player feature. And he'll get what he deserves, which will be something very good because we've got a lot of different folks for him to throw the ball to.
Yeah, you got to – so are you going to say Max Brosmer, guy to click,
yes,
probably? Max.
Yep. And 31-21 is the game. Gophers winning.
I'm betting on that. All right. I'll be there.
All right. Me
too. Yeah, I'm going to put it right on that. Dave, we'll go back to you. You big Twins guy, Dave. You know what you're talking about when it comes to Twins.
I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to anything.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to give you a Twins question.
Okay.
Answer as best as you can. How about that?
All right.
We'll go with...
I do have a BS degree, so I'm ready.
Beautiful. It's going to be a fun August for the Twins. Two games between the Royals, the Guardians, and the Twins for the AL Central race, and it's really coming down a lot to the Twins starting pitching. And a lot of guys have gone down. You've had your Joe Ryans going down. You've had Stephen Paddock, who has Chris Paddock? Stephen Paddock. Chris Paddock, who went down as well. And you got these young guys coming up. You got Festa, you've got Zebby Matthews. You've got a couple of these guys. And then you have your stalwarts of the rotation, your Pablo Lopez's, and Pete loves to talk about Bailey Ober right now. So if you are making the playoffs as the Twins, you are in their current state, how are you managing this rotation when it comes to the postseason? Three guys, are you just going to have to rely on one of these young guns?
What I'm going to do is, so let's say Lopez has pitched seven good innings.
Yeah.
Instead of patting him on the back on the bench and saying thanks for the seven innings, I'm saying go out in the top of the eighth. And until somebody gets a hit off you, I'm not pulling you. And then in the ninth, go out in the ninth. Let him go a little longer. And I know the analytics guys are, you know, they're kind of running the ship a little bit with all of this stuff. And that's good. You got to have them. I'm sure they've made a difference. But as someone who's played, as someone who's competed, Pete, in your case, and a guy looks good after six innings, let him go to seven. Let him, if he gets in trouble, he's out of there. Let those guys go one more inning if they can. On the other hand, if they're getting hit, take them out in two innings.
Yeah.
But I like the way the Twins have run the club this year. I think they may be surprising a lot of people considering who they lost. Sonny Gray had really nice things to say about the Twins the other day, and they didn't have the market to obviously afford him, which brings up a whole other conversation about TV rights and all that sort of thing for baseball. But I know it sounds goofy, but let them keep going.
Yeah. I like that strategy.
You know I'm the analytics guy. You know I'm looking at David Festa's second time through the order, giving up about a 350 batting average, and he can make it through that one time.
But how about that day that against the Philadelphia Phillies,
sure,
and Festa comes in on the third hitter, right? So they let the lefty hit go out, Okert or whoever it was, going against the first
opener.
Two lefty hitters.
Yeah.
Then they bring Festa out, and he shuts him down through the lineup. He strikes out Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper's second time around. You can't tell me there's a better player than Bryce Harper.
Right.
I mean, if I'm on a team, and we've had this conversation before with my buddies, if I'm on a team, I want Bryce Harper on my team because he just brings it.
He's a ball player.
And if he makes you mad the game, so what? He wants to win. And after the game, he's probably the nicest guy in the world. Yeah. I want Bryce Harper on my team. And Festa went out and handled Bryce Harper and the Phillies in that game. And so maybe that's a secret. Let somebody else pitch the first two guys. But I'm convinced you got to, when you're on the field, and I'd ask my players, I'd go to my shortstop and I'd go to my catcher and said, hey, do you think he can go one more batter? And if they said yes, okay, analytics, forget it. I want this guy to be in there again.
To their credit, I think they have been doing that a little bit more. I don't know. Yeah. It was about three or four games ago, Zebby Matthews came in, and he was struggling a little bit, and they said, you know what, you're getting us one more inning. You're going to go through that sixth inning. We're going to you have to. We just don't have the guys in the bullpen, so you're going to do it.
Yeah,
so,
I that's just what I would do, and that's why I'm not a major league manager. Yeah. So there you go.
All right, Pete, we'll finish this off. You're running a little bit late. J.J. McCarthy, I'm sure we've already hit that as much as we possibly could. He's going to be out for the season. That's going to leave Sam Darnold as the helmsman for the Minnesota Vikings. Couple guys behind him still. You've still got Nick Mullins. You've still got Jaren Hall. And then, of course, you added Matt Corral out of Ole Miss this week. My question, Pete, going to put you on the spot. Is Sam Darnold, barring injury, and I'll give you that out, is Sam Darnold going to start every game of the season for the Minnesota Vikings?
No way. I think he will probably at least get the opportunity for the first six. But at some point, I think they're just going to have to pull it if he's struggling. And I kind of feel like he might. But let's be honest. We've got great receiving core. We like our running back. We like the offensive line. So there's a lot of reasons to have hope that we don't have to just rely on the throwing of our quarterback. But I think it's going to be something where if he starts to struggle, they're going to have to pull him, and then what? You know, so I don't know that we have the right guys on the roster right now to be the starters to come in if Darnold's yanked.
I mean, you think is that Mullins in your mind at this point?
I think Mullins would be the guy who would fit first. But the other guys have shown us that they are a little bit better maybe than we thought they were. But are they at the next level? Are they NFL quarterbacks? You can look great in the preseason. You can look great in college. But it's a lot different when it's the real time. And so that's the piece of the puzzle we don't have yet.
All right. Well, it's exciting. That's a week away. Gophers this week. That's all I got for you right now.
Right.
So I think we'll head on out to break here and finish up this hour strong.
Let's do it.